Welcome to the Day One Podcast Extra. This is Peter Wallace, and with me today is the Reverend Dr. Tom Long, Bandy Professor of Preaching at Candler School of Theology at Emory University in Atlanta, and one of America's foremost preachers and teachers of preachers. Tom, thanks for being with us.
Delighted to be here.
Those of us who don't typically get sabbaticals in our jobs may be a bit jealous of you for being on one, but I have a feeling you may be ready to get back to work so you can rest. It's been a rather busy, but I hope productive time for you. What have you been doing?
It has been. I think there's a misunderstanding about sabbaticals for professors. They're not vacations. They're simply a refocusing of our work efforts. And what I've been doing on mine is not only doing some speaking and preaching around, but mainly I've been doing some writing and research so that I'm going to go back into the classroom this fall, hopefully refreshed and with new material.
Speaking of the teaching and preaching experiences, you've had a number of very important events like that. The Lyman Beecher Lectures in Preaching at Yale last year. You were the Bill Self Lecture at McAfee earlier this year. You were one of the main speakers at this year's Festival of Homiletics. And you're just back from the Washington Island 2007 Forum in Wisconsin. And that's just probably part of your calendar. But what is your goal at venues like this? There are a variety of audiences and different types of people there. But is there a particular theme to what you try to get across at these events?
It depends on the event. But if there's one thread that runs through all of these for me, it is to provide encouragement to parish preachers that what they do is vitally important. I think it's easy for a preacher in a local church to get ground down by the schedule and the responsibilities and the weight that everyday ministry carries, so that preaching loses some of its vigor and some of its excitement. And my job is to go out and say, no, this is a very important ministry, and you can do it. You're called to do it.
Well, as you've traveled in various parts of the country and beyond, is the mood you sense these days changing? What are the needs or questions on folks' minds as you encounter them?
I think almost everybody out there senses that we're going through major structural changes in the life of the church. Nobody knows what the church is going to look like 50 years from now, but we're quite confident it's going to look different. And so we're in a kind of a vast laboratory of experimentation. Most of these experiments will fail, but the experiments are worth doing, and people are experimenting in worship. They're experimenting in church ministries of all forms. And so there's some excitement but anxiety about the future.
How can we ensure that the spoken word, the sermon presented live before a congregation, remains relevant to listeners?
I think lay people never lose faith in preaching. Hmm. They want good preaching. It's the clergy that sometimes lose faith in preaching. And when we do lose faith, we're tempted to prepare hastily or not at all. And I think if we recognize how hungry our people are for honest preaching, then we will put in the time, the preparation, the study, and the prayer necessary to do it.
In our churches, there are a number of issues that crop up, many of which you've addressed in books or articles. One of them is worship styles, from traditional to contemporary to emergent and so on. And you address this whole debate in your book, Beyond the Worship Wars. But how should congregations consider this question in order to reach their communities more effectively?
Well, I think, thankfully, we're moving past the time when congregations have to choose between some traditional, quote-unquote, form of worship versus some contemporary, quote-unquote, form. I think we're beginning to see that Christian worship is what we authentically do when we perceive that we're in the presence of the God of Jesus Christ. And that can take contemporary or classical forms, but it has an authenticity when we recognize that the mystery of God is at the center of it.
Another issue I wanted to ask you about, you addressed in an article earlier this year in the Christian Century, sermon plagiarism. And of course, we've run into that from time to time here as folks have discovered that their preachers' sermons sound an awful lot like a sermon preached on day one in 2002 or whatever. But is plagiarism really a major problem in pulpits today?
Absolutely. It always has been a temptation for busy pastors to take material from other preachers and to preach it without attribution. Now, there's nothing wrong with using material from others. We all do that. But there's a difference between being a debtor and being a thief. And when we present material from others as not our own, that's an act of intellectual and spiritual fraud. And there's plenty of evidence that this is on the increase, and the reason it is, I think, is because of the widespread availability of sermons on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. You made the point in that article that preaching effectively depends on trust, and the listeners have to be able to trust the preacher. Why is that important in the scenario of preaching?
Well, I think we're talking about the most important things in the world, and we're doing heart surgery, as it were, from the pulpit. And if people are going to allow you to get that deep into their lives and souls and hearts, then they're going to have to trust that you are a person of integrity and that you will speak honestly and will not do damage when you're in there. And so the character of the preacher becomes quite important in that regard.
Well, what would your counsel be to a pastor who is so overwhelmed and busy and has to prepare a fresh sermon for Sunday? What should that person do?
I think a lot of ministers say, you know I'm borrowing more material. I'm preaching material that isn't my own and without attribution because I'm so busy. I'm so pressed. And the church makes so many demands on me. And I would say that that's the sign of a church that perhaps has lost its way. And that, as a matter of fact, preaching that substitutes hastily prepared material for thoughtful, prayerful, studious sermons, that kind of preaching isn't the result of a misguided church. It's the cause of a misguided church.
Well, how do you personally balance your responsibilities with downtime? What do you enjoy doing to reboot yourself spiritually?
I'm an Atlanta Braves fan. And
that's good this year.
That's good this year, and I find that watching baseball with a kind of fan or lover's eye is a theological activity as well. I also, my wife and I have a little place on the Chesapeake Bay, and we get away there for some time every summer, and I fish and relax.
You do a lot of reading as part of your job, but what do you enjoy reading for pleasure, for personal stimulation?
I read widely, but if I am just in downtime mode, I love detective novels. Michael Connelly is one of my favorite writers.
What about more serious stuff?
I'm a person who actually enjoys reading theology and biblical studies. I am a kind of rebellious son of Karl Barth, and I still find the church dogmatics to be that kind of theological writing that causes the wind to ruffle through my hair when I read what Barth has to say.
Well, Tom, it's always a delight to visit with you. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
This is Sherry Miller. I'm delighted to tell you about the new book by the host of Day One, Peter Wallace. It's entitled Living Loved, Knowing Jesus as the Lover of Your Soul. Author Nora Gallagher says Living Loved is an open-hearted book on knowing, experiencing, and sharing love. Peter Wallace brings to us fresh words and loving insights. And Dr. Tom Long, professor of preaching, writes, Peter Wallace takes us on a breathtaking voyage through the Gospel of John, seeking along the way the kind of love that doesn't pander to sentiment, but puts wind in our sails and sends us out into the deep sea of meaning and service. Living Loved is available now in bookstores or directly from Day One. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-888-411-DAY1 or visit dayone.net.